Okay, the verses will davening after Shia today. 12:06. Okay. Rabbi Tanya, how can you go wrong? Okay, before we begin, a couple of things. First of all, I want to thank everyone in the lovely Simcha, and without you fellas, you know, the Simcha is not the same. And it meant a lot to me that everyone who was able to be there was there, and we were able to be mishtatef in the beautiful Simcha together. So I want to thank everyone, you know, for the beautiful, you know, even though I might have been a little, you know, up there, but I recognized the guys, all the guys that were there, and I really appreciate everyone for being there. Those at the offer up, those at the chasana, those that were both, and those that couldn't make it, I understand as well. But I want to thank everyone for being shocked in this very most important part of my life. So I'd like to, I was happy that people who I feel so close with, like Talmidim, were there with me. So I want to thank everyone for that. I'd like to make another comment, and I think it's a very important comment, and that is, you know, at this time of your life, a lot of you fellows are involved in these areas of shidduchim, some not yet, some soon, some whatever, and you should realize it's the most important decision you're going to make in your life. You know, what shir you go to, what yeshiva in Israel, okay, you know, but it's going to be the most important decision you ever make in your life. And sometimes people look for the wrong things in this most important decision. So it's very important that you have someone, you know, I'll be more than happy to share things with you of my own experiences or some other people, whoever you feel comfortable with, who's somewhat, you know, a little bit older and more, perhaps a little bit more mature, who could give you sometimes a perspective on things. Because sometimes even B'nai Torah fall in for things, you know, things that are not so valuable, and they trade off things that are valuable for things that are not so valuable in the relationship. And it's something that, you know, it's a very serious matter. It's a very serious decision. As I said, it's the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. And you want to, you know, make a proper decision and not make a decision for the wrong reasons. So it's something that you should have someone who you feel close with, whoever it may be, a person of responsibility to discuss it with. And sometimes people end relationships for very silly reasons or whatever it may be. But it's something that I totally will be willing to, if you feel comfortable speaking to me, I totally will be always willing to avail myself to you in any area, including this area as well. And if you need someone else, that's fine too. But it's something that you should, it's a serious matter, and it's something that, you know, wherever you're holding, and that some people, you know, are not yet ready for it, then there's no reason to rush if you're not yet ready. You shouldn't feel peer pressure if you're not ready. But if you are, and you want, or you want to discuss whether you're ready or when you should be ready, etc., it's something that is important to have someone, a mentor, to discuss it, because it's a new thing and it's a new area, and people can, you know, very easily make mistakes, and you don't want to make a mistake in this area. You know, you can make a mistake in which year you're in, or you can make a mistake in something else, but you don't want to make a mistake in this area. So, Be'ez Hashem, You know, we should share many simchas together in the future, and everyone in his right time. You know, there's no one right time. Everyone has the right time for their particular person, everything. We had the shir, Me Hashem Yotza Hadover, everything is b'shaito, b'zmano. You know, for the right person, the right people, the right time. And but it's something that you should be aware of what's good for you. And, you know, some people don't understand people. They just think, okay, this one is... And they don't understand the depth. A person has a depth to them. It's not only that they're in this year, so therefore they should go with... You know, a person has a whole background of their upbringing, and a lot goes into what makes a person and what match is good for a person based on all their life experiences. So it's something that we should keep in mind, and you should realize it's something that's a very important decision, and the decision should be made for the person, for the right reasons, okay, and never for the wrong reasons. So always feel free. As I always say, any area that you want to discuss with me, that if you feel comfortable, I'll always be available for you guys. And especially in this area, if you want to ever discuss it, it's not something that you can necessarily give one shiur for the whole... You know, we had shiurim in this, but it's a very personalized decision, and it's a very personalized situation. And everyone has a different life story and different background and different thing. And as I said, and this is like the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. So I just wanted to make that comment before we begin. It's been decided that since we haven't had shiur for already some time, with Avinu Av HaRachman is overdue. Even though it was a very nice one at the Chassan Stich. But we can have another one now. Avinu Av HaRachman
Shema, we'll learn, we'll amend, please.
Shema Olam Lilmod Ulemamed Lishmor Velatos Ulekayem Eskom Tiren Salvut Arasetho V'yavro. Okay, we're holding on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Bavli, Masechta Shabbos. Those that haven't finished the Chazar Maksav should do so. I got in whoever gave in, I received. Those that didn't should do it. I think I gave you ample time to do a thorough Chazara. So we should do that. Now we can move on. There's a lot of big inyanim they're going to do. They're going to be doing a lot of Gemara, a lot of poskim, a lot of things. Then we're going to have some Hanukkah shiurim are going to come up. It's also so a lot of exciting things that are coming up as Hashem. Okay. The Hakotzer. Tana Hakotzer. Habotzer, v'hagoder, v'hamasik, v'haore, kula melacha achas. So we have here the concept of kotzer, and kotzer is some type of detachment, right? Of detachment. Pashupshad, as we'll see in this packet, detachment from the ground, right? Something that was. You take a branch off a tree, so you're kotzer, you're detaching it from the ground. Now, so botzer is by grace, right? And right, that's a specific thing by grace. And then the different goder, Rashi says, is by. But most of it is by what I say, by grapes, right? Wine, the vine, and go there is by dates. Is Rashi b'tmarim. Mosek is b'zeisim, is detaching olives. Ore is b'te'enim, is by figs. Kulon malacha achas. Because they're all the same malacha. It's just one is by this type of fruit, one is by that type of fruit. They're all by different types of they're all by different types of fruits and vegetables. But it's the same idea of detaching from the ground. Let's see the Rambam, Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet. Says the Rambam, V'chein hakotzer tzvua or kitnis, one who detaches tzvua or kitnis or habotzer anovim. Which is exactly what we saw in the Gemara, because they're all one av malacha. So that means that if you do two of these things, the elam echad, you'd only be chayav one. Shekol achas mehen lakor dover migidulov miskavim. Right? The whole idea is the olive grows in this place, so you're taking it away from its place where it grew. Valderech zu shar ha'ovos, and all the other ones are each one in its respective place. You take it away from its respective place, that's going to be That's going to be the malacha. Yeah.
Are you saying that these are all separate couples in the same category, like Notea and Zoraya?
Right, it's just like by Notea, we had Notea, Mavrich, Markiv was all one.
So they're all avos, but under the same category.
Right. They're all avos under the same category. Okay. Now see another Rambam. Perek Ches Halacha Gimel. Hakotzer Kegrogeres Chayim. There's a certain shear that you have to be kotzer to be chayiv. So you kotzer the amount, the size of a dried out fig. That's the chayiv. The Tolish told us kotzeru. Tolish is a told of kotzer. In other words, right, the amount that you rip off.
Rip off a tainer is, or an
olive. Say you just rip off a little bit.
I'm saying, you know, an olive, the stem to a grape is probably no thicker than the stem. It's not much more than a tainer.
No, but say you just take off a little piece of a tree, part of the bark of a tree, and it's less than the size of a fig.
No, I understand it.
You're saying not even an olive.
You have the ister is to be hatched, right?
Right.
You're hatching the fruit from the stem. The size of the connection of the stem and the fruit is not very big. It's very small.
Right.
It's much less big. You know what I'm saying? Again, an olive is the stem is very small, so you're ripping it off. You're ripping off much of the stem, right?
Well, what'd you rip off?
What you rip off, not what you actually rip.
But the whole thing that became detached. So just because you ripped at the stem, but
not the mites of the...
Right, it's the whole thing that came off. So what came off was the stem with the fruit.
Not the mites.
Yeah. So HaKotzer Mikogeres Chayim, the Tolish told us Kotzer. Now what does that mean?
From the
actual tree, where
the relation will
be from the ground, right? From the roots of the ground. Is that what he's saying? What's the difference between the Av Malacha of Kotzer and Tolish, which is just the Tolda?
If it's in the place where it normally grows. Like if
give me two scenarios and tell me this is Kotzer and this is Tolish.
So Kotzer would be like an example such as like taking a fruit off the tree.
That would be what?
Kotzer.
And what would be Tolish then?
Tolish would be taking, ripping something else that doesn't, like, usually. I won't say like ripping paper, but something else.
Man, Ezra?
Maybe a rooter would be something like you said, that, you know, just simply taking whatever is from the ground, taking it off a root from the ground. While Tolish would be taking it from something that's tapped, you know, like,
well, let me ask, when I take a branch off, what is that called?
A branch would be directly in the ground, or a tree directly on the ground.
And therefore that's...
COVID.
If I take an apple off?
Right, the apple already goes right
through your way. Oh, right. So, in other words, when you take the tree is what's in the ground. So if you take any part of the tree out off, that's kotzer. Or if you take a part of the bark of the tree, a branch off. That's kotzer. One second. But Tolish is when you take one step removed. You're not taking the tree off. You're taking something that's attached to the tree off. You're taking the apple off the tree. So that's right. So in other words, when you harvest wheat, so you're taking the wheat which is in the ground. Whatever, like Ben Ezra said very well, whenever you're taking the thing that's in the ground off, the thing that's actually in the ground, you're removing something from that. That's kotzer. When you take something that's attached to that, and take that part off, that's tolish. A leaf. What's a leaf? That's wild. So what is it, Ben? But Ben's the posek here. What about a leaf? Right, so lechora leaf would be like tolish because it's connected to the branch. The branch itself is the tree. So that is kotzer. The leaf, yeah, that's what I was, yeah, is that true? Yeah, I think the leaf is like the apple. Yeah, it's like an apple. Okay, but... What? Can you hear me? So Binyam is asking an excellent question. So what does it mean that botzer, which we said is by grapes, botzer is by grapes, we said that that's an av. But how does this work in with what we said? Botzer, we said, is an av lalacha. So what's the answer to that? Yeah, obviously it must mean that you took the whole, not just the pork or grape off, you took the vine. You took the vine out. You uprooted the vine. That's what both says. But in the Hanami, if you just take a grape off, that's Tolesh. Yeah, Avram?
Maybe you could have another differentiation that, you know, whether you're using a knife or something to cut it with a cleave, versus just with your hand, that it's more severe when you're using a tool to cut with.
Well, that's the definition. If you're doing something kedako or bashinoi, that's
maybe the av malacha of kotzer is when you use like that special tool used to harvest with. When you're using your hand, then it wouldn't be the av malacha because it would be a step removed.
Mm-hmm.
So normally when you harvest, you use a tool.
Yeah, but I think that's a separate issue. That's the issue of shinoi versus kedarko. But in other words, in determining whether it's a av or a tolda, that's a different issue. But
Does tolda apply to branches?
Okay, so that's the sugi we did already, whether you have kavani, you know, yeah, okay. Maybe. Kevin? Right.
But when you harvest grapes, you don't like rip off the whole tree, you just take the grapes so you think it's mine.
I don't know. How do you harvest grapes?
I mean, if you're picking grapes, you're not going to rip out the tree, you know, the branch.
You might take a whole cluster. You might, like... Right. You don't just take grapes. You don't pluck grapes. Right. Just because your friend went out picking doesn't mean that he harvested. He went out picking. Okay. Lefikach. So again, a kotzer could grow garistayv, the tolish kotzer. For all kedovim migidulo chayim mishum kotzer. Lefikach. Sror she'olu bo asavim. If you have a rock that has grass coming from the rock, v'kisha she'olu b'snev, or something, some growth that came out of a bush, v'asavim she'tomchu al gabei achovis, or you have this like this fungus that's on top of a barrel. Hatolish mehem chayev shezehu mokum gidulam. That's the mokum gidulam. Aval hatolish me'at otzit she'enu nokuv. Say you have a flower pot, which has a plant in the flower pot. And you take something from the flower pot doesn't have a hole, so it's totally not attached to the ground. And you pluck something from the flower pot. Potter. Miknei she'ein ze mokum gidulo. So what is he saying? Because why? So say you have your mother has a flower, a live plant on the table, and you flowers on the table with soil, and you pluck something out of that. So you're not chayef. What? So what's the yeah? Right. I didn't say it's allowed. I just said you're not chayiv. It means you're not chayiv skila. He won't kill you for it. But if you and Shabbos go to a tree in the backyard and you take an apple from the tree, so you chayiv skila. That's the last Shabbos. Chayiv skila. But if you do it from a whatchamacallit, from a potted, so that's not mokum gidulo. Why? Because it's not the ground. It's not attached to the ground. So it's interesting, even though that's where it's growing, right? But you're not chayiv, yeah.
I would think that you would be higher because you could say you're not higher because it's not the typical place where it grows. You know, and you could say like maybe the typical way to pick something is you pick something out of the ground. You know, but even if you use like we originally defined like malacha, it has to do with like the process and then the result.
Right.
And if they're both the same, then you'd be higher because if it's not.
Right.
But, like it seems to me from that like even if you pick something, you can use it out of a flower pot, so the process of pulling something away and the result of getting the fruit would be exactly the same. So you should at least I would think it'd even be higher because it's an odd.
From a flower pot.
Your putter completely.
Okay, padrava also means also midrabanan, but why isn't that called mokum gidulo? Mokum gidulo has to be dafka the karka. Right, obviously it does. We did this with all this elementary school, right? Or something. We put a seed.
Now
it's growing.
Right now it can grow.
But you can take a seed and put it in a flower pot and it'll grow. So it's not mokum gidulo. So what is he saying? What is the definition of mokum gidulo? So mokum gidulo means dafka karka. Even though that's its karka, right? Let's see more. There's a lot we have to see. Let's see more. There's a very interesting Gemara. Actually, I didn't have to Xerox it because it's from Shabbos, but I somehow Xeroxed it. Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. And I think we have to go through this Gemara step by step, and we'll understand, get a better perspective of what it means, what's kotzer. So this Amar Mar, Bar Himduri, Amar Shmuel. Hoshit Yodo Lim'ei Behema. So it's, you have a pregnant Behema. Pregnant behemoth, and you put your hand inside, you know, you put your hand into the mother's womb so you can actually touch the fetus. V'dildel uber shebimeyeha. What does dildel mean? You uprooted it. In other words, you moved it. Like Rashi says, akar. In other words, you obviously, an Uber is connected to its mother. Right? How does it work in the animal kingdom? We have umbilical cords, right? They also have an umbilical cord. So you severed the umbilical cord by, you gave it a yank. You gave it a yank. Chayim. So Rashi is chayiv, mishum netilas neshama. This is lo chayiv, because he chayiv mishum netilas neshama, because you basically killed the Uber. We had a packet a couple of years ago about abortions. So you see, this is called a neshama. My time, I'm a rabbi, I'm doing it as for legal. Lava Marav Sheshis Haiman the Tolish Kishuta Mihizmi Vihigi Mikhaev Mishum Okadova Shimikudulo Hakana Mikhaev Mishum Okadova Mikudulo. No, so I apologize. The chayiv that we read in Rashi was not on this. It's not chayiv mishum natila. Chayiv mishum okra dover mikidulo. Because the word that says chayiv, that Rashi is going on a previous gemara. That was going by taking a fish out of the sea. The chayiv is no. The gemara just says chayiv, and we don't know why. Why is it chayiv? Right. So the gemara says because just like if you take growths, shuta mihizmi, some type of growth, fungus or whatever, and you uproot it, your okra tovim gudulo, even though it's not necessarily attached to the ground, but it's laying on the ground, so it's getting its nourishment from the ground. It's like fungus or something that's on the ground that's not necessarily attached, and you take it away from the ground, so you're taking it away from its source of nourishment. Even that's where it's getting its gidul from. So too over here, your oked dover migidulo. So too over here, when you take it from the when you yank the uber, your oked dover migidulo. So this is a. So therefore, yichai mishum kotzer. If somebody asks you, what's the thing if you yank a? You didn't kill it. Forget what I said before that it got killed. You didn't kill it necessarily, but you you yank from its source. So I don't know, is it talking about that doctor, the umbilical cord, that would be dead? Right. So have you, so what did you accomplish with the yank? Did you, is it still inside? In other words, you gave it a little... A little... So what did you do?
You yanked it out.
You yanked it out. So now it's outside the mother? No, dildo means to O-care. Dildo just means you cause it to move. So O-care dover mi gidulo. Amar bai haiman de tolosh pitra. Pitriot are like mushrooms type of things. Meona, the chatzva. So you have the mushrooms that grow on the... If you have a bucket, sometimes there are mushrooms growing on the bucket. You know, you have all these types of funguses that are on top of a bucket sometimes. And you take it out. So, okay, dover mikidulo. So massive Rav Hoshaya, second line, Hatolish Meatz Tznokov Chayev. If you pull something out from a plant, but the plant has a hole on the bottom, and the hole is laying on the ground, so you take it from that plant, you chayev. But Otzit She'enu Nokov Potter, like we saw in the Rambam. Right? Because it's not mechubar the karka. So the question is, so don't you see from that halacha that it has to be dafka karka? So if it has to be dafka karka, so how come if you take the uber's not karka, and the fungus is not karka, it's not attached to karka? So what's the klal? If you're saying imamish need karka, and karka means dafka karka in the earth, so how come over here, if you okay the uber... your five.
Rabbi, isn't the animal made out of karka? Like a human being is?
Okay, we'll see, but... We'll see. So the Gemara answers, Hashem lav hainu revise, hocha hainu revise. Rashi. Lav hainu revise, de'in derech zriyasham. Fa'in shamar nehu ikur gidulam. What is Hainu Revise? Hainu Revise is a very important phrase in Shas. Hainu Revise. What does Revise mean? What? What's the English word for Revise? What? Give one word or two words. Growth. Power of. And I'd say normal growth, I'd say. The normal growth. So what the Gemara is saying over here is the klal is whenever you detach something from its normal growth area, then you chayv mishum kotzer. So the normal growth of the uber is in the mother. So if you somehow yank it out, you're taking it away from its normal growth, even though it's not karka necessarily. Right? It's not karka necessarily, but it's the normal place of growth. So the chiddush over here is that the flower pot is not normal, the normal place of growth. The normal place of growth for a plant is in the ground itself. Flower pots are not considered normal place of growth. Even flower pots that we get, so normally, I mean, at least then, they would first grow it in the ground, and then they would uproot it from the ground with soil and put it in a flower pot. But a flower pot is not the normal place of growth. The normal place of growth is the ground. Then you would take it out of the ground and put it in a flower pot. But that's not the normal place of growth. So whenever it's the, whenever you take something from the normal place of growth, that's and you detach it from its normal habitat, its normal place of growth, then what? Then what's the din? Kotzer. That's kotzer. Yosef?
If the baby
on the outside, it needs to pass it. Whether it has to be from inside, it needs to pass it. Does the animal have to be inside in front of it, or can it be like on the way out, and then need to pass it, or? You mean if it's already in the process of coming out? I don't know exactly at what point, you know, you still, but could be it's already on its way out, maybe not, but. Right, it's not getting nourishment, but as long as it's still getting nourishment.
So there is a detachment in the exhaust cord, or? I mean, what
If it has a hole in the pot, means that it has a hole in the pot and it's laying on the ground. So that's considered still being part of the ground. Right, right. Right. If it went again? Right. Then that's considered like Eino Nokuv.
Yeah.
Right, because it's not getting. The whole idea of Nokuv is that it's Nokuv and it's still getting nourishment from the ground. Yeah.
So from this call, I mean that the mother giving birth case, the person saying whatever, I guess that would be an Av, wouldn't it be a Bulma?
It would be an Av. Told, we said, is tolish when it's you're taking something from one step removed. Like you're taking the apple from the tree. The tree is in the ground. You're taking the apple from the.
Right.
Oh. So the mushrooms grow on the bucket. So that is its mukum.
So it's considered an av or a full length?
An av. So let me ask you a question. Say you take feathers off a chicken. Live or dead. So we have another malacha called gozes. What is gozes?
Shearing.
Shearing. So that means whenever you take hair, right? You take hair off an animal or hair off a person, right? So that's gozes, right? So, but should it also be kotzer?
Maybe kotzer is only by plants, by living things.
Well, kotzer is by humans.
Yeah.
By humans are living.
Only when separating something that's living from something that's living.
So if you get a haircut on Shabbos, someone gives you a haircut on Shabbos. What?
Yeah.
but the person is alive. Yeah.
But then, what would be the difference between, say, plucking the apple off the tree? You have the normal place where the apple grows from? The branch?
Right. Okay, but Tolish is a told of Kokse, still an Issa
Daraisa. In other words, okay, so you're including that whole category.
Right. Shmuel?
By here, you're not really, you're not uprooting the whole thing, you're just sort of attacking the whole
area. But you're taking something from its Makom Gidulo. I don't understand. When you take a branch from a tree, you're just taking one part of the thing from the tree. You're not uprooting the whole thing. If you take one branch, what's the difference between taking a branch from a tree and cutting your hair, and cutting your fingernails? So from this Gemara, we derive the Tainu Ravise. Ramos, this is like one of the most important phraseologies in Shas. Because it's more famous from a famous Gemara in Yevamos that says that, how do you know what's a chatzitza or not? So, if you, in other words, when a pregnant lady is misgaya, right? So the kid inside also has gayrus also. So the Gemara says, but isn't it a chatzitza? Because the mother is obstructing the water from getting to the kid, right? So isn't it a chatzitza? So the Gemara says, Haina revise, that the mother is the normal habitat of the kid. That's how the kid grows. So therefore, that's not called a chatzitza. So that's how the Gemara explains the phraseology of Haina revise, that when something is its normal way of growth, then that's not considered a chatzitza. So therefore, the pregnant woman could go to the mikveh for geirus, and not only she's a geirus, but the kid inside has considered that he went to mikveh too, even though he was totally covered up. But that's Haina revise. So the same thing over here, Haina revise, that's the determination of what's called kotzer or not. So in an otzitz nokuv, that's revise because it's attached to the ground. But if it's an eino nokuv, then that's not its normal makom gidol. So therefore, detaching it from there, if your mother has a thing on the table and you pluck, so maybe it's a drabanan, but it's certainly not a daraisa because it's not makom gidol. Makom gidol ha normali, right, Ari? Well, so now we have to see an important Ramban on page 6. Adam reading Moshe Yodol Lemei Behema V'Dil Del Uber Shabeyad Chaydishim Oked Over Migudulo Koshali. That goes to the Tolish Knaf Min Ha'Of. If you pluck what Knaf Min Ha'Of? What? You take the wing, you detach the wing. Shehein Chayim Lo Chayim Tarti. So you're not chayv twice. Chad mishum okedov migedulo. Chayv hanotel saoro, or if you take a haircut, it's iparnav, or you cut your nails, usfamo, or your mustache. Ein le mishum din okedov migedulo do chayv tarti. You're not chayv. You only chayv mishum gozes. You're not chayv mishum kotzer. So question is, why not? Alma ein mishum okedov migedulo to told the kotzer. Ella the gidule karka. So you see from the fact that when you cut your fingernails, it's only gozes, it's not kotzer. So why not? Because a human being is not karka, right? Because, and the din of kotzer must be only karka. So if that be the case, so how come by the Uber, you are chayav mishum kotzer? Hachanabi mashru b'choris. Kabi tolish tsema b'chor. If you take wool from an animal, the tolish lav hainu gozes. So the Vade Kotzev Dot Shavai B'chai Gavna Gabin, Kehekin Aminim Rabbana in Disha Ol B'gdule Kaka. Just like Disha, we'll have to discuss the Malach of Disha, is only B'gdule Kaka. Hanami Vade Ein Tzira Ol B'gdule Kaka. So the Ramban's Yisod is, you see, in other words, in all these cases, if you cut hair, fingernails, it's only gozes, it's not kotzer. So then, what's the reason? Because kotzer is only what? Gedule karka. So then, what's shot in the Gemara? Of what? Of the Uber. What's shot in the Gemara? Vieshlomar, so now he's the key line. The line begins Vieshlomar. The medal del uber mishum netilus neshama hu chayev. That we totally misunderstood. Ramban said you totally misunderstood the Gemara. We thought till now that pshat in the Gemara is that Yechayev Mishum Kotze. It's the way I explained it originally, but I said that. When the Ramban says the pshat in the Gemara that like the Oker Uber Yechayev is not Mishum what? Kotze, because Kotze is only what? Kedule Karka, but it's Natilus Neshama. Rachi Chomer, Aval Gav the High Uber Leislei B'Didei Neshama. Came in the Gidul Tola Benishmas Imo Haokro, Misham Notel Nishmosu Mimenu. So even though the Uber doesn't have its own complete Neshama, but it's dependent upon its mother's Neshama, so too, that's the comparison between the fungus on the thing. That's called Oker Dover Migidulo. So over there, it's Kotzer. In other words, by the fungus, it's not, the Ramban is saying, but the question is, you see, what led us to say that it's Kotzer? Because the Mar made a comparison between all those fungus cases and the Uber case. So Ramban says it's not a complete comparison. It's just saying, just like by the fungus, you take it away from its source of Gidul, it's Kotzer. So to over here, you take it away from its source of neshama, that's Natilus neshama. But it's not kotzer. In other words, we thought it's an exact comparison. That if you're comparing it to fungus, fungus is kotzer, so to over here, this is also kotzer. So what he's saying is, it's not an exact comparison. It's not an exact comparison. And therefore, the Ramban Shita is that Oker Dover Migidulo is what? Is only if it's menakaka. That kotze has to be dafka menakaka. If it's not menakaka, it's not kotze, and therefore, oker uber, dildil uber, is not kotze. It's not kotze, but rather, netilus neshama. Because for kotze, you have to have dover migidula, from kaka. Yeah, so mushroom also is. Yeah, but the mushroom is on top of the ground. So even though it's not coming necessarily out of the ground, but that's. It gets its nourishment from the ground. Well, you mean it gets from the air, yeah. You're right, it gets its nourishment from the air, but it's on the ground. So it's like. I never liked mushrooms anyway. Baruch? Right. Yeah, what about mushroom in the bucket?
No, wouldn't you say that this is the strongest, the bucket is the strongest in the world?
And therefore,
it's
getting nourishment from where?
So that the potipan on the tripod would also be cooked.
Right.
So the school getting nourishment.
Right.
And the mushroom is technically getting from the ground also.
Right.
Is that?
Okay. And the Rashba, on the next page, page 7, the Rashba was a Talmud of the Ramban. So a lot of times, we'll quote his Rebbe, the Ramban. So he quotes this whole story on page 7. Hiksha HaRamban, I was happy to say, again, the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is Moshe Yodo, is the Dildel, Uber, is Chai Bishamoker Dover Migidulo. Right, that's what the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is. So how could it be, we know that if you take away the wing, or you take away, you share the thing, it's gozes. So how come it should also be kotze? So what do you see from there? That it must be only bigidule karka. So it must be only bigidule karka. So how can Moshe Yodol may behema chayev? That's not gedule karka, right? So the answer is that's not the chiyuv. The chiyuv is not dildel uber. We made Ramban says you made a mistake. If you thought the chiyuv is dildel uber is because of kotzer, then you made a big mistake because it's not mishum kotzer. It's rather mishum what? Tefilas v'shama. Chad mishum okay davim gedule. Chad mishum tolish and kozes. Chenadot al saro svamo the almond the lake mishum okay davim gedule. Ela gedule karka. Moshe and Dishol of Gedule Karka. Kanami Master of Chorot Gabitolos Semer, Bechor. Fich Apeus Rizal, the Dilla as a Uber, Mishim Notel, the Shom Hukaya. Fachi Komer, Avogav, the high Uber, Lesley, the Dide Nishoma, Kaven, the Gedulo, Tolib, the Shom's Emo, Okro Chai, Mishim Notel, the Smosum, Menu. And the whole thing that we're comparing it to the fungus is just Alderacha comparison. That just like over there, you take the fungus away, so that's called kotzer because you're taking away from its source, from its neshama. So too over here. That might be something else, maybe. Yeah. So okay. So when we learn gozes, we'll have to understand when that applies or not. So what? Maybe it only applies when it's taking away the nails from a living source. Tony? Yeah, so what's the issue about the fungus? What about the fungus? Yeah, what's the story with the fungus? How come the fungus, what is the, how do you explain the fungus?
Explain.
think that it's probably just sort of like the water that's there, the water that's there. It's sort of like grows up from there. And you can leave the dirt on the top of the top of the Kilo Karka.
Why is it Kilo Karka?
It's sort of just growing from the bottom. It's almost like if it's something that's on top of the carpet, it's one of the extra mildew or whatever is on the carpet.
So where's the bucket? The bucket's on the
ground. It's on the ground, wherever it is. It's like from like the moisture.
You mean the moisture from the ground goes onto the bucket and that's how, is that what happens? So why is that called Gidula Karka? How do you explain that case? That's what the only question is asking. Oh, does it say bucket or does it say... There's a bucket case too, right? They had a delete case, right? But this is a... Right? Where does it say bucket? Where does it say?
Yeah,
in the Rambam.
How
did you say that? In the Rambam. Yeah, where is it? What page?
Page 3.
Page 3. 3 or 4? Yeah. Sure. The seven should some call Gabriel Chavis. Yeah, so how do you explain it?
We suggest that the barrel itself is the original source from the ground, which is the tree.
Oh. Not bad. That's a chidud. That the barrel's made out of with a wooden barrel, perhaps. But then the wood comes from the ground. What do you say, Yoni? Albert's not there, no? Because that's not the normal place it grows. It normally grows in the ground. The fungus normally grows on the barrel. But plants don't grow in outside the ground. Plants right, so wherever it normally grows, but it has to be karka. It's not enough. In other words, the Ramban's chinish, and we're going to see either today or tomorrow that the Ramban is going to claim that the Rambam agrees with him as well. The Ramban's contribution to Judaism is that kotzer is only from Gidulei Karka. That's the Ramban's contribution to... I mean, he has many contributions. But today's contribution of the Ramban to Judaism is that it's only... So I like what Albert says, though. Is Albert... Hador is a little hesitant. He's skeptical. He's skeptical of your spine. You're also skeptical? You think it's too sharp. Albert is... Sometimes if some things are too sharp, you know, you begin to... the Svarim are very straight. Svarim are very Svarim are very, very straight. They're not convoluted, they're very straight. Svarim are very straight. Okay? Great to be a Svarim. That's why I'm half a Svarim. Turkey. No, because it's not growing from the pot. It's still growing from the soil, which is detached. So I don't know. So how do you explain then the nobody borrow, so if you don't like what Albert says, you have to give us another try.
Maybe the metal, I mean, I don't think it's a step. Maybe the metal is not wood.
Right, so that's called Gidule Karka.
It's called Gidule Karka mushroom?
Right, High Pitra. High Pitra, with High Pitra. And according to the Rambanji sold in Yiddishkeit is, he doesn't say this anywhere in Shas, that it has to be from the ground, Totsa. That's the Ramban's content, that's why we need the Ramban. It doesn't say anywhere in Shas like that. So that's how the Ramban is explained, and therefore the Ramban has to reinterpret the Gemara of Oker, the Uber is not because of Totsa, but it's rather Mishum, Nathilas Peshama.
Why couldn't you say that the flower pot on the tripod is straight? That would also be because it's still getting nourished from the ground.
Okay.
You know, it's not attached to it, it's above it.
So therefore,
so you don't have to go like Albert, that it's wood, but that even if it's above the ground, but it's still getting nourishment from it, like the flower pot.
In other words, I don't know how the fungus, how does it work? What causes the fungus on the...
So it's gaining from the ground, the moisture in the ground, and then it just pops up and it attacks.
In other words, what if you put a bucket on this table here? Would it produce, it has moisture, would it produce fungus?
Yeah, eventually, sure.
It would.
Maybe not inside, but let's say you have a patio, and you have a patio, you got a bucket, and it has the right moisture.
Yeah,
100%. Even though it's on the table.
Yeah.
Then what's causing the growth?
The air.
So what about you? So what's the Gidule Karka aspect? That's what Yoni's asking. How is this going to work? But the Ramban's you sold. People don't spend enough time in this Ramban, do they? Right, it has to follow through everything. But obviously the Ramban knew this Gemara just as well as you do. Probably better. So he brings sanity to the world. Right, so how's that you do a character?
Why do I say
no, because then you could say like the mushroom svara. That as long as it's like somewhere near the karka, even though it's not really getting its nourishment from the karka, it's called Gidula Karka.
How about the fungus on the rock?
So the rock is in the ground.
Not in this cell, it's a place.
Okay, but rocks are usually on the ground. Yeah.
I was going with the air conditioner was leaking, and it kept driven on the carpet, and then the mushrooms were on the carpet. So that's all good for mushrooms.
Cool. Maybe it's a Til Tshama. Does the Ramban address this at all? Is the Ramban himself? Does he talk about Well, the last line talks about, he says that's kosher. Well, all those cases, Talos Kshusa Mihizmi.
What's that?
So all these types of growths. I don't know. Now, if you look in the Rambam, for the time being, yeah. A second. So the Milchas Chinuch writes the Farish. Just take a look for a second. Page 12. Look on 3, 4, 5, 6. Sixth line, the line that begins Ode on the top of the right. Ode. You see that? Ode. Got it, guys? Ode. Al Korcha Tsarch Loma Da Sovin Bidli Have Gidule Karta. You have to say this, but he doesn't explain why. On page 12, the right corner, right top corner, on the sixth line, Al Korcha. You see it? What do you think? Yeah, what is the fit? No, say, well, here just came a hiksha gemar mi otzit shein o nokuv. Hasam aptor mitzat shehu tolosh. That's not going to help explain what we're... So I don't know. Why is it to do with karka? So what do you think the best svara is? What? Well, Albert. No, I'm saying your svara. What does that mean? What does that mean? That's called karka too, as opposed to synthetic. What? Karka olam. Come on, what do you think?
Mushrooms, even
with
Alex
Svar, it's
not growing for him.
It's
not growing from the
barrel. It happens to be on the barrel. Right. So maybe this Svar, Yoni's curse Svar, the karka can mean just nature?
Yeah, then why is there a matter to say that
the Uber? The Uber is also nature. It's not the elements. You see, the elements of nature, the karka, you know, I was in the world before Arvarisha. You know, the water, the karka, the atmosphere, that's all called. Maybe that's the best shot. I mean, I love Albert, but maybe Kirsch's shot. But that's called karka. In other words, the elements. That's the definition of karka, as opposed to something that's unnatural.
So you feel like having something that grows
in its natural, in the natural elements of as opposed to what? The flower pot, which is not natural. The behavior is not the elements. It's not.
So a flower pot's in the soil. Why is that not the elements?
It's
in the soil.
It's contained by what? Right, whatever man interacts, that's not called Gidula Karka. Whatever is natural, maybe that's the best shot. You should write this up, Leone. Kidushe Rabbein Leone. No, it's not bad what he's saying, no? Sleep on it, Rabbo said. Okay, tomorrow we're going to finish this packet, Bez Hashem. Tomorrow we have Chumash tomorrow, because Thursday, Rabbo said, is Thanksgiving. You don't know, it's Thanksgiving. Anyone who's going to be in Kew Garden Hills, I might give that shiur to you again on a Sunday, but I'm going to give shiur in Kew Garden Hills 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. It's going to be impossible because